15. Worrying about losing control of the negotiation. Dialogue 1. I am really not looking forward to our meeting with the Nexcel team today. It seems like I always feel out of control.
What makes you feel that way?
Well, first of all, if we are going to meet together at all, the Nexcel team always insists that it is completely on their terms. They use lots of tricky manipulations in order to make us feel less in control of our environment.
What kinds of things are you talking about? I've never really noticed anything specifically that makes me feel less empowered.
Have we ever once met at our offices? No. We always have to make the long trek over to their offices on the other side of town. That alone sets us up to fight against the home team.
Are you sure you're not reading too much into things? I never considered the location of our negotiations to be of such great importance.
Well, they are. Think about the way they've set up the room. We always sit on the left, in uncomfortable chairs, facing the window, so the sun shines in our faces while we are trying to talk about things. They sit on the other side of the room, in chairs that seem to be a little taller than ours. The environment of the negotiation setting makes such a difference in the struggle for power.
I agree that they should be a little more accommodating about the negotiation venue, but I really don't look at our negotiations as a struggle. Hey, if it bothers you that much, let's invite them over to our offices for our next meeting, or even ask them to switch sides with us for our meeting this afternoon. It shouldn't be a battle. It's all about good communication.
I guess we can try. Dialogue 2.
Are you ready to take off for our work session with Weifang Tools? Marcy, when we go in there today, we've got to just blow them away with our tactics. I'm counting on you for some major intimidation power today.
What do you mean, Walter? I don't understand. Are we supposed to be intimidating them? I thought we'd be working on building a good communication relationship with their sales team.
Communication? Well, yeah, that's important. But I just think we ought to keep the ball in our court. You know, if we have them shaking in their boots, they will agree to anything.
No, I don't agree with you on this one. If they are afraid of us, they certainly won't be willing to work with us on some of our more sensitive areas. I think you'd better rethink your negotiation strategy. We're going in there with certain goals today. One of our major goals is to build a rewarding relationship and find a mutually beneficial business partnership.
Yeah.
While we aren't going to depart from our prepared plan, and we'll have to keep in mind what our limits are, the point here is to work together with these guys, cooperatively.
Okay. I get your point.